Do you want me to make
Yeah,
copies of
I know
what
what
you
you're
have?
saying.
Please?
And
No,
there's
okay.
always somebody from human
Hey guys,
resources
hey
in
guys.
my experience.
Hold for 1 second.
But wait,
Guys,
should we
hold for
everybody?
1 second. To you.
There you go. And so call the meeting to order. Is there any public comment? And the approval of minutes.
I'll make a motion.
I'd like to make one change. I'm reading it quick. It says Robert Langton mentioned that the chief's salary and two possible part-time new positions get added to the payroll. I think we had a little discussion afterwards. I think there's general support. We just add in a line saying we discussed it and there's more mutual support. I'm saying the way it reads now, it looks like I just said, hey, let's
go about
the budget.
So there was one other correction. So
I didn't pick up on that.
Well, I'm standing strong on my statement.
Oh, about the proficiency fund?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was something else. Oh, I corrected already. Okay. Good. Continue your business. Sorry.
The motion to accept the minutes says they were changed.
Make a motion.
Chris made a motion.
Yeah.
Oh, second it. All in favor?
Aye.
I said it. We have payment of the bills. Bills are going around.
Nope. Don't bring it in. No, we do it next month.
And I got no correspondence came into me. I don't know if anybody else got anything. And we get communication from the chief.
As far as since the last call or last meeting, we've had just one motor vehicle accident, a minor motor vehicle accident, and several medical calls. The new truck will be here on Friday. Told it's going to be here Friday. We got to arrange somebody to go down and pick it up. And a bet, the only other thing I'm going to talk about is budgets, and we can talk about that now or in your whole business, whatever you like.
Well, you're on a roll. You want to go for it? Go for it.
So after our meeting several weeks ago and a lot of conversations prior to that with officers and town, et cetera, other people, I came up with a budget. And this, I'd like these sheets back after, please. Came up with a budget with most of your recommendations. Presented. If you start, and I'm going to be, I'll go over these a little bit. Payroll, we've talked about increasing payroll with augmenting it with a couple personnel. That's still in conversation. Professional education and training, I've kept the same. Try to keep it a zero budget here. It's tough in certain areas, though. Other professional services, which gets into the physicals, four members. I've kept that the same. Fire security, maintenance, and supplies. That's where we go out and we have service work done on the equipment. We have service work, humans work on the SCBA for fit or for testing them as we do annually when we do fit testing of the FCBA for the firefighters here. That's all outside vendors. Fire extinguisher testing, which I got a phone call on the other day. They'll be coming through to check all the fire extinguishers in the trucks. That's all that equipment. I'm going to leave that at the same. I'm sure the price is going to go up because of vendor fees are going to go up, the labor charges. But let me see what I can do to work on that. Or the new chief, by the way, could work on that. Communications, phone bill, and the other thing, television are going to go up. I put in $150 more, $160 more. Proficiency fund, you asked me to raise it. I've increased it as noted on that sheet. Okay. It's not the figure you were looking for, I think, but
a good start.
I took a good chunk of it for you. Yeah. Okay. Good chunk of it for you. Labor or repairs and maintenance, when we work on stuff in house here, we buy some chains for the chainsaw. We buy materials down at England Hardware, you know, the miscellaneous stuff that we do. That's a pretty much constant number over the last couple of years. Office operation, $500, fine. Other supplies, kept that number the same for the last couple of years, $1,400, didn't go down. Medical expenses are going up. Every year they're going up on us. They're trying to get the stuff back from ASM, but it's a work in progress with our members to keep asking to get it back. Uniforms and supplies. New members are coming in all the time. I got to keep changing, upgrading gear. Equipment. I dropped it. Equipment was a lot. It's where we just buy like lights or SCBA bottles or axes or whatever, things like that. We had an agreement with the town on the SCBA bottles to increase our budget in the last year and a half, 2 years, to buy bottles over a period of time instead of buying 18 bottles at once.
I'm just going to turn it around for you.
Oh, I'm fine. Am I there? Yeah, hi. Anyway.
she's better looking than the rest of us.
You're exactly right. Smile, June. So I dropped that price, you know, budget line item, because we bought the SCBA bottles and we're up to date on the SCBA bottles. So drop that off. And on dues and fees, which are NFPA fees, Connecticut Fire Chiefs, Collin County Fire Chiefs, a number of different dues and things. I'll work with that budget, with that line item. So realistically, the only change is going to be in the personnel, you know, in a proficiency fund, which you asked me to come along with. And it's been discussed with, you know, the upper echelon at the town for the last year and a half, 2 years to go from there. So
what's payroll? You want to expand on that at all? Because that's a big chunk, right?
Not right now. That goes along with the extra personnel. Okay.
All right.
Conversation going to continue on that.
All right.
So, yeah. Right. I've done realistic research and put some numbers.
It's realistic. If
yep.
What we think's common is common.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I got. Any questions?
Nope. I like it.
Okay.
What was the percentage for the frenzy fund that it went up? Almost 10 grand?
It's like,
yes.
I think you said double. Yep. We went above 50%.
It hasn't gone up in quite a while now.
Right.
Well, that minimal 3%, 3% might sound good in the real world, but when you put 3% on such a low number, 3% isn't diddly.
No, and we've been 3% for the 11 years I've been chief. I've added 3% in each time.
It just doesn't really raise
it that much. Got to be some way to keep retaining some of these members. And a number of departments around are making some big number changes of how they're... If you respond and you've got certifications, there's bigger dollars and cents. We got to start doing that. But you got to watch the payroll thing, the FLSA laws, FSLA laws, one or the other. So,
yep. Right. You need the incentives. They're not there. We're seeing it in the calls. They're coming. This is a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. It's needed. It's we're doing what we have to do.
Anything else from the chief?
No, that's all I got, sir.
Okay. Yes, and we got the fire marshal.
Summary participants? No. No, Fire Marshal Rupert's not on here. Bill, so you're up.
Activities, past, well, was it 2 weeks, three? Kind of quick. Anyway, so Munson's had an Xbox update. I inspected, I found out that they changed the locks out like a year and a half prior to my inspection. And that's the problem with Xbox is when I go out there, I make sure that they haven't upgraded the locks because they never call us to, you know, we key the boxes. So they're taken care of. Updated ESO inspections. Capital Region Fire Marshals meeting in Weathersfield. We had an all-day in-town here seminar, International Building Code Seminar. That was last week. I got called back for the fire department for Clark Road residents. Because of that, I won't go into a lot of detail, but we've had a lot of meetings in reference to hazardous conditions. This
being addressed. Situation being addressed, right?
Yeah, it's you know, it's not just, it's everywhere. A number of places in town, so we're working on that. Did Carrie talk to you about the center today?
Center today? No.
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Wednesday, the Shell Station, the building official and I are going over there for above ground plumbing electrical inspection. So basically, if they ask that, then we'll be closing it over and starting to rebuild. It won't be that long before the pumps are back in service. Inspection since last meeting. I had multiple inspections for egress issues on Clark Road, burn permit inspection, Tinker Pond Road, CO inspection with a building official, 180 West Street. I think I mentioned that last week. Well, they're in full service now. It's a church group in Manchester. I can't
remember. Our place.
It's a long way. Yeah, it's, so they're going to be assembling packages there for giving to people that don't have the means to buy food and things like that. I don't know all the details, but it's going to be more of a storage facility to a certain degree, and it'll be working there, not all the time, but they got on that. We got to put it in an Ox box, and all the other information was sent up the food chain. Active 901. Then I did an inspection of Bolton Lake Dental, fire safety inspection. That was it so far.
On the Knox boxes, you got another Knox box to put in. Carrie's got it on her desk. She's got two left for the residential Knox boxes. So see who comes up next on a pecking order at Senior Center. We got a letter from FEMA that says we did not, Carrie did not get a grant for the 25 Knox boxes that she put in for. So they're very appreciative of the fire department for donation that bought 8 Knox boxes. You know, that we got two left. They're going like hotcakes over there. So
every single one is well deserved.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah. Billy's going out and installing each of these and having talks and putting all the notes, you know, for contacts, et cetera, in the boxes. And so yeah, it's too bad we didn't get that FEMA grant, 25 boxes. Move on.
Is she going to put it in for it again? I think it's the end of January.
If should it be the senior center or should it be the fire department put it in? She was wondering if the fire department would have got more notoriety and got that. I don't think so. We'll continue the conversation here.
And that's it so far. Any questions?
Great. We have any old business?
It's all of us. Well, most of us.
New business.
I haven't got anything. We'll stand by and wait for a meeting with a selectman on a budget. Yeah, the budget has to be turned in December 21st, noontime. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Ted, you know, and if you want to talk to them about that, I'd be willing to.
This sets a quick each. Your motion to adjourn.
Make a motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All
right.
Thank you.